This is a view of Matisse's garden from his living room.
With the garden at EC, we see Matisse still working with a kind of abstracted, geometricized kind of style, but executing that in a very different way, maybe a more softer approach almost than all the scratching and scraping that we've seen previously.
Yeah, I agree. And although, as you say, it's evident that the work has gone through significant transformation, it actually carries with it a sense of that kind of ease and spontaneity he said he wanted to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
There are elements which, you know, are familiar to us, the form of the trees at
mm-hmm.
the left.
Those kind of rounded trees. Yeah. But then, John, what do you make of those forms in the upper right corner?
Presumably they're some sort of clouds, but they look like the marks of a flat iron mm-hmm. or something, or even some kind of missiles flying across
and
the sky.
Three-dimensional at the same time. Like there's a dark brown below each of them that suggests that they have a relief to them, that there's a shadow below them.
One has a sense almost that these are scissored and collaged together. I mean, including this amazing tree at the right, which we can see that he's, you know, gone back and adjusted it. He put in some dark areas which he didn't like and he went over it and touched it up. And that wonderful plume of water which falls into the pool from the back. And we know that there was indeed a fountain at that point because we know it from another painting.
Now we just have that kind of light blue stream that seems to be coming out of the back of the painting almost into yeah. that brown pool.
And two of the goldfish perhaps escape from the
yeah.
from one of the earliest still lifes in the picture.